You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're tuned into 95BFM, Morena. My name's Rachel, and we've got Crap Date in the studio, Jamie and Marcel. Kia ora, how are you, Jamie Lee? How are you, Marcel?
Doing great.
Good, very good. Hey, you are playing tonight at the Others Way Festival, and you've also just released a new single, very exciting, with a fantastic music video too.
Thank you.
Hey, do you want to tell us a little bit about Crap Date? What is your kind of music you make? You're just saying it's called a
soapwave.
Soapwave. What is soapwave, Jamie Lee?
Soapwave is synth pop that's heavily inspired by
soap operas.
Yeah. That's so good. I was sort of wondering, is this like a, you know, washing up thing? Is this some sort of like kitchen sink genre? No, that's awesome. So how is it inspired by soap operas?
Genoa City Blues, our first single, was inspired by the Young and the Restless theme song and the first episode of the Young and the Restless from 1979, I think.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, I stumbled across it, and it's about a couple in an open relationship trying to figure out how to navigate that. I was like, this is perfect.
That's so good. Yeah. Did the name Crap Date come before this, or did it sort of like fit perfectly and you're like, this is the one?
A bit of both. It's been my nickname for years.
Oh, no.
Affectionately.
Affectionate nickname. Is that because you're a crap date or you've been on many a crap date?
Both, yeah. No, my friends, actually Vincent HL, he gave me the nickname years ago, and like eternally single, but all my guy friends had girlfriends, and when they couldn't come out, they'd get Crap Date to come along.
Oh.
And
I feel like that's, you know, great. That means you're sort of like the ultimate friend. They can call on you in a time of need.
I just thought it was a really cool DJ handle, and I wanted to appropriate it.
Yeah, it was my DJ name for years.
DJ Crap Date. That's very cool. So how have you guys come together as a group? Have you known each other for ages, or is this like a
kind of
new project?
Karaoke. Yeah, we did a lot of karaoke together.
He was walking past Charlie's bar one night with a friend, and I was in there crooning. So and, I think like a siren.
I think people are hopefully getting an idea of what to expect from Crap Date tonight if we're going with karaoke and soap operas as being the kind of like thing meshed together with beautiful synths as
That's
well.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
Crap Date is that band that people talk about making.
Yep.
You know, when they're drunk and they're already singing, they're like, I got a great idea. We should start a band.
And
then tomorrow
have.
They're like, what? No, I didn't say that. But this is when it actually happens.
This is the beautiful byproduct of that of that conversation. So Ephemera is the song that you have just released.
Yeah.
What is this about? And tell us about the video as well, because the video is wild. I love it. It's fantastic.
We were incredibly sleep deprived whilst making it, so yes, that's why it's a little overwhelming in a good way.
It's definitely a good way. It's a bit of a trip on the video.
I didn't realize it was going to actually have a physical effect on people, but I guess that makes sense.
It's got a lot of sort of melting visuals and lots of kaleidoscopic colours and things going on.
I learned
on.
How to data mosh for this video.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm very cool. Stoked. It's a very useful skill.
Yeah, it's totally relevant
in 2019. I'm going to put it on my LinkedIn account.
Can data mosh, can karaoke, will be your crap date. Sounds like a very good LinkedIn account. So what's the song about?
Well, a lot of our songs are kind of anti-love songs at the same time as being confused and totally about love as well.
Speed Date's pretty pro-love.
Yeah.
If you're dating a car.
Nice.
Songs about just loving the wrong things and people. But yeah, this song sort of, actually Marcel wrote this a little while ago, and it was for his other project, Lip Sync, and we were playing a show and needed some material, and he was like, quick, write me some lyrics for this today. Oh. And I'd had this saying that me and my friend used to drunkenly walk up to people at like Schooner Bar back in the day and smoke a cigarette and go up to their face and say, don't make someone your everything, because when they leave, and then blow smoke in their face and say, you'll have nothing.
Oh. I love it. It's like someone sort of wine auntie, like,
yeah, totally.
Don't make them your everything, doll.
Yeah.
This is why people call her Crap Date.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
shout out to Chelsea for that one.
Yeah. Being your wing woman in that particular situation. Well, if people want to see the video, it's on Under the Radar at the moment. And if they want to see all of this beautiful mess, and I mean that with so much love and so much adulation, you can go and see Crap Date tonight at 8:45 at the Thirsty Dog.
Yes.
Part of The Other's Way is going to be beautiful soap opera karaoke goodness. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
This is Ephemera by Crap Date.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.